Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, June 4th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: all eyes on the ECB, Hong Kong's two biggest banks backing controversial law and market rally on pause. Leading today's news: all eyes today will be on the ECB's latest policy decision at 7:45 a.m. Eastern, with President Christine Lagarde speaking 45 minutes later. Anything less than a widely anticipated increase to the 750 billion euro pandemic emergency purchase program could trigger a market shock. Remember in March, when Lagarde inadvertently said the ECB was not here to close bond spreads. A shot in the arm would come as Eurozone powerhouse Germany, which has maintained a stance of fiscal prudence, took steps to accelerate a recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. Angela Merkel's coalition agreed on a sweeping 130 euro billion stimulus package designed to spur consumer spending and business investment, and exceeded the top end of expectations by 30%. In other market news, two of Hong Kong's biggest banks are backing China's controversial national security law a week after former Hong Kong chief executive Leung Chun-ying blasted HSBC for its silence. HSBC said on social media that it, quote, respects and supports all laws that stabilize Hong Kong's social order, while Standard Chartered later announced it believed the law can help maintain the long-term economic and social stability of Hong Kong. HSBC is down over 1% pre-market. Beijing is relaxing coronavirus restrictions to allow for more foreign carriers to fly to the mainland after Washington retaliated against China's curbs on U.S. passenger airlines by barring Chinese airlines from entering the U.S., effective June 16th. Qualifying foreign carriers currently prohibited from operating routes to China will now be allowed once-a-week flights into a city of their choosing starting June 8th. The move is the latest in a long list of U.S.-China frictions over issues like trade, the coronavirus pandemic, and treatment of Hong Kong. The S&P 500 rose for a fourth straight day on Wednesday, trimming its year-to-date loss to just over 3%, though futures are pointing to a lower open, down 0.6% at the time of this recording. Data today will likely show that the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits last week dropped below 2 million for the first time since mid-March, though the figure still remains astonishingly high. Elsewhere, oil retreated as hopes for an early OPEC Plus meeting were dashed by a long-running feud over complying with production cutbacks. The central bank will allow all U.S. states to have at least two cities or counties eligible to directly issue notes to the municipal liquidity facility, regardless of population. Governors will also be able to designate two issuers in their jurisdictions whose revenues are generally derived from government activities such as public transit, airports, toll facilities, and utilities, to be eligible to directly use the facility. The MLF was formed to offer up to $500 billion in lending to states and municipalities to help manage cash flow stresses caused by COVID-19. Aimed at following through on a pledge to have a coronavirus vaccine available in the next 2 to 3 quarters under Operation Warp Speed, the Trump administration has selected 5 finalists for development. Those companies include Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, Merck, and Pfizer, but not GlaxoSmithKline and Sanofi. About 30,000 people will take part in Phase 3 trials, meaning that a total of 150,000 people could be vaccinated. Walmart has pulled firearms and ammunition from the sales floors of some stores as widespread protests continue across the U.S. and in some cases have led to looting. Customers can still purchase these items, which are being stored in secured rooms. Discussing the damage, Walmart CEO Doug McMillon declared, "We've had some stores where we've had inventory lost and some physical damage, but it's not very many stores as a percent of total." Suppliers familiar with such plans at GM and Ford told Reuters the Detroit automakers, which count trucks and commercial vehicles among their most profitable businesses, don't want to leave the door open for Tesla as they did with passenger cars. The electric van, codenamed BV1, is reportedly aimed at business users, due to start production in late 2021, and will share some components with GM's future electric pickups and SUVs. Still under consideration is whether to offer the vehicle through its traditional truck brands, Chevrolet and GMC, or market it under a different brand, like Maven. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. Zoom Info prices IPO at $21 above target. LVMH appears to quash Tiffany deal rumors. Fitbit ventilator gains emergency use authorization. Chicken industry executives indicted for price fixing. Amazon leases 12 aircraft to bolster air cargo fleet. Oil producers pull non-essential workers from Gulf of Mexico. Why isn't Facebook using its oversight board for Trump posts? As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are down. Crude and Bitcoin are down as well, and gold is up. Look for the International Trade Report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.